The province's health minister provided an update on vaccination plans at yesterday's COVID briefing. Full details on phase one and two vaccination plans are going to be provided at tomorrow's briefing. Here's some of what John Hagee had to say on vaccinations, and the guaranteed availability.
Evening, we had delivered 97% of the Pfizer vaccine and actually administered it into patients as of that evening. We get a delivery on the following morning, having changed nothing else, that goes down to 68%. So when you get your percentage depends on when you do your sums. That 6,000 is currently going round the province to rural and isolated communities to complete what I think might be a better metric, which is how we're measuring up with our targets under our vaccination plan of phase one, which was guided by NACI, the National Advisory Committee on Immunizations. So by Friday of this week, when we anticipate another delivery from Pfizer, by Friday of this week, we will have administered a vaccine to every resident of long-term care in this province who wanted it and who is eligible. By the end of this week, with regard to phase one essential healthcare workers, everyone in Labrador Grenfell will have had at least one dose. By the week's end, by Friday, we will have had everyone in Western and Central Health who falls into that category with a vaccine in their arm. And by March the 5th, Eastern Health will have done all of their rural essential workers in addition to their metropolitan ones. The next group of at-risk individuals that we referenced are seniors. We will be starting across the province with seniors over the age of 85 at registration on March the 2nd in Central and Western. The Indigenous communities in Labrador-Grenfell have already had everyone over the age of 75 having at least one dose. And on March the 1st, the rest of Labrador-Grenfell will be in the fortunate position of going to offer that same thing to people over the age of 75. So in terms of vaccine deliveries, which has always been our concern, we have no guarantee of any supply in March at all from Moderna as yet. With regard to Pfizer, they have guaranteed us approximately 6,000 doses per week. In addition to that, they have also promised 80,000 extra over the course of March. In addition to that, they've also promised 249,000 extra doses over the course of the quarter ending at the end of May. Those last two quantities we have not seen hide the hair of as yet, but given the comments on the national scale, we're hopeful, optimistic that we may see some or all of that, in which case we have a plan to ramp up vaccination in the way we did with the flu shot and to use anybody whose scope of practice allows them to safely give vaccine if that is not enough. So I think I'd just like to try and emphasize that. Dr. Fitzgerald has referenced the rest of phase two and phase three for the vaccination plan will be published on Friday.